and welcome back to the Live Out Loud podcast. My name is Aaliyah, and I'm so excited that you chose to join me today. I took a little bit of a two-week break, but I am back. It was just a mid-season. Let's just rest. Let's let people catch up, because I was pumping out these episodes and people were like, I'm trying to catch up. I was like, all right, bet. I'm going to give myself a little break and I'm going to let people catch up. But more importantly, I just really wanted to take some time to rest with the Lord. And I've been really cognizant over the years of how easy it is to fall into seeking the Lord solely so that you can pour out. Maybe you have led a Bible study or a small group, or just any position of leadership. I feel like in the church or in Christianity, it can really feel, it can become easy to start to seek God just so that you can find something to say or have something to share. And so to prevent that, because I wasn't even really like that, but just to prevent that, I've decided I'm going to start implementing routine breaks every several episodes, just to make sure that I'm not burning myself out and to make sure that me and the Lord are good, because that's what really matters. And I have to say, it's been such a fruitful 2 weeks. I've been really feeling like I've just been walking around my apartment, worshiping the Lord in the mornings and just feeling his tangible presence. And it's just been such a special time. So I'm glad I took those 2 weeks off. I'm glad that people were able to catch up, and I am back and better than ever talking about our favorite topic, singleness. But I really wanted this episode to come from a place of practicality. That's one of the biggest things that I really want to get across, is everything I share. Like, I feel like we hear so often this like foo-foo, oh, just do this, oh, just trust the Lord more. Great. Yes, that's great advice. But practically speaking, what does that look like? Practically speaking, my day-to-day life, when I wake up in the morning, what do I do? And so that's what we have the Holy Spirit to lead and guide us. But I also want to give practical things. So this episode is going to be about how to make singleness more enjoyable and how to find purpose in your day to day. I think right now it's the fall, it's cuffing season, people are getting booed up. I feel like every day I go on social media, someone's getting engaged, someone's pregnant, and these are all great things. And so when I share the things that I have to say, I have five different topics or five different points. But when I share these things, I want to preface this by saying I am not at all pitting singleness against marriage. I really, really dislike that sort of dialogue and that discussion. I don't think that that's necessary. I don't think you have to put one up by putting the other down. And I've seen singles do this about marriage, and I've seen married people do this about singleness. And so when I share the things I'm going to share, this is not from a place of singleness is better than marriage, I'm free to do whatever I want, because that's not true. That's not true. They're two different things. And I think that when we compare two God-given things such as singleness and marriage, we are doing a disservice to the God who gave us them. So let me preface that by saying, when I share these singleness things, if you're married, I have married friends who listen to all my episodes because they're just amazing friends. So if you're married, I'm not putting marriage down. And if you are married, send this to a single friend. Even if you're not married, send this to a single friend. Encourage people, because the holidays can be really tough for people, because your cousins are bringing home their new girlfriend or new boyfriend. And, you know, everyone's going on cute winter dates at the Christmas lights. And you're like, bro, like, I'm just me chilling in my bed, like, with a cup of tea. That's been my thing lately. I've been drinking spearmint tea every night. It's been my little thing. I've actually, guys, I'm not a coffee drinker that much anymore. I think I have coffee like once every couple of weeks. And I'm a tea girl. Oh my gosh, I never thought I'm a tea girl. Okay, anyways, that's not important. But anyways, let's talk about this. So like I was saying, there's so much spiritual growth talk when encouraging singles. It's a lot of learn contentment, lean into God, grow closer to him. All good things. Yes. Amen. Let's do these things. But what does that look like in our day to day? And I've found myself really like wrestling with this in different seasons. So it's been about 4 months since I moved into this new place with my brother, and I found myself in yet another transition of having to relearn my day-to-day rhythms. And I was like, kind of getting frustrated because I'm like, Lord, like, what do I do every day? How am I living my life that's bringing you glory? I have my friends who have babies and husbands, and I know that a main part of their role now is to serve them, is to care for their family. And so what does that look like when I don't have a baby to feed in the morning or a husband to cook for? And what does that look like when I work from home, so I'm not going out into the workforce and, you know, getting to witness to my employees or whatever the case may be? So do you see that pattern? That's comparison. And so I was like, I'm laying that all aside, and I want to just seek you and be led by your Holy Spirit to know, what do you want me to do in the day to day? And so I have 5 points as to getting the conversation started, things that you can seek God about for just to help you make singleness more enjoyable. And to really highlight some of the benefits of this time, some of the things that we get to use to invest this time wisely that will enhance our future so much. And so the first point, jumping right in, is to, number one, ask God to help you steward your time, your finances, and your attention well. And so this is something that I'm continually asking the Lord, okay, Father, help me to steward my time well. I may not have babies that I'm taking care of throughout the day. I may not have a husband that I'm, you know, in a covenant with right now. I mean, Jesus, that's actually a future episode coming soon. Jesus is our bridegroom. We're the bride of Christ. Okay, anyways, so I may not have these things. So I have technically more free time, yes. And I have technically more finances in the sense of I am the only one who really has a say over what happens to them besides God. Obviously, I'm not frivolously spending my money, but I don't have another person, you know, putting their input into how we spend our finances. And also my attention. I get to really give my attention to a lot of other things that maybe people in marriage or people who are married might not be able to, because their primary focus is their family and their marriage, which are good things. I'm not comparing them. And even singles, we still have families. I live with my brother, and I've been really learning in this season the importance of being a sister, and not just being a sister that, you know, I'm like roommates, because I honestly came into this living situation kind of like, okay, he's another roommate. But over the months, I've learned, no, he's my brother. Like, he's my brother in Christ, but he's my blood brother. We have the same parents. And I really need to utilize this opportunity to be intentional about my relationship with him, be intentional about hearing what he has to say, about, you know, just being there for him and truly encouraging him in Christ, and, you know, allowing him to encourage me. And today's actually today's actually his birthday. So happy birthday, Alan. Or the day I'm recording this, but it'll be next Monday when you guys hear this. So November 19th is my brother's birthday. But anyways, what was I even saying? Oh my goodness. But yeah, we have to ask the Lord to help us steward our time well. So for me, for example, I have a lot more time to spend with friends. And for a while I was like, I feel like am I doing too much? Like, am I seeing people too much? But it truly is the season of life that I'm in. My parents also live far away. I feel like a broken record. You guys know my parents live in Seattle. And so I remember when I lived with them, I would intentionally set aside time and, you know, block off certain days of the week to spend time with them and, you know, just have intentional time. And now that I don't have that, I'm like, okay, well, I do have more time to spend with my friends. And there's nothing to feel guilty about, because I get to, we get to sharpen one another. We get to grow with one another. I get to, like, for example, last night I went to Friendsgiving with some of my girlfriends, and it was super sweet. And it was just 4 of us, and she had little place cards with our name tags. I made this amazing pomegranate mocktail. I'm not gonna lie, it was so good. But anyways, all that to say, I have that free time now, and that's a blessing, because I have friends who have to really, you know, juggle and balance their time with being a wife, being a mom, and also being there for their friendships. And so right now, singles, we get to invest in our friendships. We get to learn continually what it means to be led by the Holy Spirit of God. And in turn, we'll get to be led by the Holy Spirit when meeting and choosing our spouse and how we navigate our marriage, you know. So now is the time to ask God to help you steward what he has given you well. And so that's like a more practical day-to-day tip. And then next, this sounds like kind of okay, yeah, but number two is to pick a hobby. And I mean that. Find things that you enjoy in start to do them. There's nothing holding you back. I love cooking. I love thrifting. I love creating things with my hands. I like trying. Okay, for me, thrifting, one of my favorite things about it is the fact that this was something, a person's trash or something that they didn't want, and I get to take it and make it a treasure. And so now I'm even now learning what it means to be, what's the word? Frugal, I guess you could say, or like, I don't know, but also finding joy and excitement in it because it's a creative outlet for me. But right now, pick a hobby, find something that you enjoy doing, and know that you get to do it with the Lord. I feel like I've heard people, and I even have been in situations where I'm like, oh, I don't want to do that because I don't want to do it by myself. And I'm like, you're actually not doing it by yourself. Like, Jesus is Emmanuel, God with us. And so you're not doing anything alone. So thrifting, baking, knitting, reading. I tried to get into knitting. I have a scarf that's probably about like 1/16 of the way through, and I don't know if I'll finish it, but I tried it. Okay. I tried it. And maybe I'll finish it this winter, but pick a hobby, find and pray and ask the Lord to show you what's a hobby that you could do. I think these are really important things because when we have to realize when we get married, yes, our spouse is, you know, becomes the most important person in our life, second to Jesus. And we want to spend all of our time with them, but we also have to be our individual people. And I don't mean that to say like you two people, two roommates living together. I'm not saying that, but I'm saying like your husband's going to have hobbies. He might like to golf with the guys, or he might like to, what do guys like to do? Chop wood. I don't know. Like he might like to do those things. So while he's doing his thing, you got to be doing something too. Find things that you enjoy and then that you get to create for him, you know, like bake for him. You know, I don't know. I just, now is the time to pick up hobbies. It's good to do things. It's good to have wholesome fun, to put our phones down. And those are a lot of the times where I really get to enjoy being with God and not feeling like I used to feel like, oh my gosh, if I'm not reading my Bible, listening to worship, or doing something directly related to the spiritual disciplines, then I'm not with God. But no, you are with God. When you're knitting together, I remember when I was knitting, I was thinking about how the scripture says like God is knitting you together, knit us together in our mother's womb. And I was just like, almost in the verge of tears, knitting the scarf, because I'm like, that is how intricately detailed he is with every single one of us when he created us, when he put us in our mother's womb. And so everything is an opportunity to grow closer to the Lord. It's not always, yes, read your Bible, yes, worship, yes, pray, yes, do all these things. But when you're not doing that, you're still with him. So invite him into it. When I go thrifting is a spiritual experience, because I'm like, Lord, I'm praying like, Lord, please let me find something. Lord, open my eyes to see something that I would have never seen before. You know, like it's an opportunity to grow with him. It's fun. Okay. Next. Number three is invest in yourself now. And I mean physically, mentally, spiritually, emotionally. Take the time to learn about yourself and make note of who you are, because the better we get to know ourselves and get to know how God created us, the better prepared we will be for a marriage, because we are understanding what's going on the inside of us and we can articulate that to our spouse. We can articulate that in a relationship. And so I know we hear all the time, now's the time to learn yourself, not, but seriously, one of the biggest things is that for me personally, I learned that I'm a slow processor when it comes to big news and hard things. Now I've had a couple of loved ones pass away over the last year. I've had just different situations and circumstances happen to me that caught me off guard and blindsided me, and were definitely things that could have impacted my faith. Through that and through these last couple of hardships and difficult times, I learned that I am a really slow processor. I learned that when I hear news that's surprising or news that's shocking, I'm like, okay. And then like, I don't really feel much. I'm trying to process my emotions. And then it's the next day and the day after that where I'm crying, where I'm taking it to God and I'm like weeping and I'm, you know, it's, I've learned this about myself and I'm so glad I know that now so that when my husband and I walk through things in the future, I can say, hey, I'm a really slow processor. Like I'm hearing this news right now and it won't really hit me or impact me until maybe the next day or the day after that. And then that's when maybe I'll need some extra comfort or encouragement or maybe that, you know, so this is really, these are really big deals because this is really going to not only, yes, for a marriage prepare you, but even just for yourself and knowing how you navigate different things. And I'm using that like big, shocking, bad news, difficult times analogy, but there are even good things that you can learn about yourself. And it's not all, it doesn't all have to be bad. But what I'm just saying is that now is the time that we really get to say, okay, who am I in Christ? Lord, how have you wired me? Lord, what are the things that I'm prone to? God, how do I navigate situations like this? And again, another opportunity to lean on him in the process. So when people are saying, lean into God, go closer to him, this is how. This is how we're asking him to help us steward our time and our finances and everything he's given us. We're asking him to be with us when we're painting a picture or when we're baking some cookies that we get to give to our friends. We're asking him to show us, Lord, how we can invest in ourselves, how we can learn. Another big thing is physically in getting into the gym and you know, taking care of our bodies and nourishing our bodies well. And I'm not saying that, I know sometimes for me, like it used to be really triggering and it can be sometimes still when people say get into the gym, work out. And if you're somebody who struggled with self-esteem and being overweight and different things like that, which that is actually a coming episode as well, spoiler alert, if that's been something for that you walk through like me, it can be kind of like, oh, like you get offended because like, oh my gosh, like they're calling me fat. It's like, no, actually it's not even about that. It's about you taking care of your body so that you live longer for your children, for your husband, so that you're healthy and can move around, so that you have a easier pregnancy because your body's prepared to carry babies because you're working out and you're lifting weights. And you know, these, it's not about, forget the physical. That's one of the biggest things. Spoiler alert for my episode about body image and taking care of your body. It's forget the physical. Yes, the physical, whatever's going on inside of you will manifest on the outward appearance, but it needs to start within. It's not about the looks. It's not about vanity. It's about taking care of your body as a temple of the Holy Spirit. The living God lives on the inside of you and you're taking care of it so that you can be a better steward of everything that he's given you so that you can run around with your kids and your grandkids. I mean, come on, we're thinking about the future here. We're not just thinking about right here, right now. Okay. And so yes, invest in yourself now. Now is the time. Like I said, and one of the ways I learned that about myself with the slow processing thing was journaling. I had stopped journaling for a long time. And I talked about that. And, you know, when you're feeling far from God, that episode I just did, journaling is what really helps me to self-process, to take it before the Lord and really turn everything I'm experiencing into a prayer. And then his spirit leads me into wisdom and leads me to scripture. And it's just this beautiful, like, it's like a, I don't even know how to describe it. Like a, sometimes it feels like a cinema. Like sometimes I'm like writing and I'm like seeing things flash before my eyes and I'm like, oh my gosh, like this is like the climax of, I don't, like a big movie production. I don't know. Okay. I don't know. That's me in my head. I don't know how you work, but that's me in my head. Okay. Anyways, moving on. Focus on your role. I've talked about this so much. I've talked about this in my singleness episode. I feel like I've talked about this in other episodes, but just focusing on where God has you right now, your friendships, your sibling relationships, your parental relationships, give them all your time and effort and emotional energy now. Give it to them now. Why are you withholding back? You don't have to put any on reserve for your future husband and your future kids. You can give all of that to them right now. First of all, give all of it to Jesus, obviously. Give it all to Jesus. But do what you can right now. And when you're focused on your role, I say this all the time, when you're focused on your role, when you focus on what's right in front of you, you're not worried or concerned or as concerned about what's going on, what other people are doing and why, you know, your husband isn't here yet and da da da. No, because you're so focused on loving those around you. That's how we'll know. That's how people will be marked as God's disciple. The Bible, I do this every episode. It's always because the Holy Spirit drops scripture. But that's how we will mark. We will be known by our love for others. That's how people will know us as followers of Jesus, is our love. So pour that out on the people around you. We just had a birthday party for my brother. And I learned that I love celebrating people. Everyone used to be like, oh, you just like, there's two different types of people. You either love your birthday or you're just like, you don't really care about your birthday. I am, as you guessed it, a person who loves my birthday. But as I was celebrating and or decorating for my brother's birthday, I realized it's not just my birthday. I just love birthdays. They are so fun. It's an opportunity to reflect and remember like where God's brought you and how he's like sustained your life all over these years. And so I like made a balloon arch. I put up little streamers and star banners and just really wanted to go all out for my brother and do what I could because I love birthdays and I love being able to celebrate and to host and to just make people feel special. And that's something I get to do right now. And I get excited knowing that I'll get to do that for my husband. Like, I can't wait for my husband to wake up and see balloons and cards and gifts for him and my kids the same thing. And I get to do that for my brother right now. And I'm not missing out on anything. I get to shower out my love on him. I get to celebrate my friends. I get to just do all of the things that I know that I want to do in the future. I get to do them right now and I'm not missing or lacking a single thing. So the same goes for you, friend. You get to do that now. If there's anything in your mind where you're like, oh, I'm waiting till I get a husband to do this. Or I'm waiting till I have kids to do this. Nope. Find a way to do it right now. Okay. I mean, every time I say that, sex is what we save for marriage. So I'm not saying that if you're like, oh, I'm saving sex for marriage for my husband. Yes, save that. I'm not saying that. I always give that caveat because nobody can catch me slipping. You're not going to distort my words. I did not say that. I'm just saying like, if you're a person who's like, oh, I would love to surprise my husband with this. Well, surprise a friend. Surprise your grandma. Oh, I can't wait to set up cute little birthday mornings for my kids when they wake up. Do it for your friend. Do it for your brother. Do it for your mom. Do it now. Pour out your love now because Jesus is coming back. Some of us might not get married. And I'm not saying that because I've accepted. Trust me, I have accepted that if Jesus comes back before I get married, I will be A-okay. Why? I'm going to be in heaven. I'm going to be in perfection. There's nothing that's going to be able to be even better than that. If people who go up to heaven before they get married, I guarantee they're not in heaven in full on perfection in the glory of the Lord. Seeing the Lord face to face thinking, oh, I wish I got married. What, bro? What? That's not going to be your thought. So I'm not saying this to discourage people because this is supposed to be an encouraging message, but it's a reality. It's a fact of a matter. Not everybody will get married before Christ returns. And that is okay with me, at least, because what is coming? Oh my gosh, is so much better than earthly marriage. It's eternal. It's a heavenly marriage. It's a perfect union with Christ. So focus on your role, but I should have called this fourth point. Pour out your love now. Pour it all out now. Pour it all out now. And the fifth point kind of wraps up what I was saying throughout all of this. The fifth point was to invite God into all of it. Literally become best friends. Feast on his word like you cannot get enough. Because guess what? You can want all the kids and the husband and the family and the beautiful home, but what good is it if you don't know the God who gave it to you? I'll say it again. You can want all these things. You can want the perfect marriage and dream about having all the babies and this beautiful home, and you know, you can want that all you want. But what good is it if you don't know the God who gave it to you? I'm done. Episode end. Bye. No, I'm just kidding. But seriously, now is the time. We get to invite him. We get to invite him into everything. He is God with us. I just read that today, this morning, earlier. It's Matthew 1:23. but it is quoting Isaiah 7, I believe, verse 14, where they're prophesying that the Savior of the world will come. And his name will be, he will be called Emmanuel, God with us. He's with us. And I know sometimes it doesn't feel like it. I know sometimes it's hard to conceptualize what that actually means. But it means that you have everything that you could ever need right now because God is with you. Amen. Okay, this episode was a little bit shorter than my last couple episodes, but I just wanted to really touch more on singleness. And as long as I'm single, I want to be able to continue to share encouragement, share practical steps and tips, and give insight from a place of singleness. Because I want, as long as I'm single, to be able to share about this. And even after I'm not single, I'll be sharing about singleness. But I say this to say, because I know sometimes as singles, it's hard to hear from people who are married or living the life that you want. Da, 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 da. No, I'm single. Been so for 7 years. Don't believe me? Go listen to the episode. Go listen to episode 2 if you don't believe me. I've been single for 7 years. Intentionally single. But I'm saying all this to say, I want to encourage you. I want to encourage you, knowing that it's coming from someone who's walking through the same thing you're walking through, sweetie. Baby, we're walking this together, okay? All right. Anyways, I hope this episode was a blessing. I love you guys. My alarm is going off, so fun fact. I don't know if you guys could hear it, but at 11:11 every day, I have an alarm to pray for my husband, and it actually just started going off. And I don't know if I'm in my closet and it's in my room, but I don't know if you guys can hear it. But love, my alarm note, or my alarm song is Love Note by Upper Room. And so that's my little reminder to pray for my husband and say a quick prayer. So if you don't do that already, I definitely recommend just setting a time, an alarm, every day where you pray over your spouse, even if it's just a few words, a few sentences, just to pray and continue to extend the faith and belief that God has someone for you. So I love you guys. I will talk to you in my next episode. Be blessed.